All right. Good evening and welcome to Thursday, August 16th, 2012 Public Works Advisory Board meeting. Please note that all members are present, and before we get started, could we have a moment of silence, please? Okay. Moving along, I don't have any announcements to make. Would anybody like to make any announcements?
Not at this.
Andrew, do you have anything to say, announcement-wise?
No, it's just a pleasure to be here with Public Works Advisory.
So moving along, then, we have the minutes from meeting from June 21st, and would anybody like to move to?
I move that the minutes.
No, wait.
Oh, hold on a second.
At the top of page 3. It says, Board Member Olson expressed concern that the Rock parking lot is paved. The potential for closing the parking area during bad weather, as State Parks does with the Coleman driving parking lot. I didn't express that. In fact, it's never occurred. I think it ought to be paved, but it never occurred to me that they'd block it, that they would close it off. But on the other hand, they might.
Well, then let the record state for the record that you did not say that, Bill. Because we were talking about the possibility if they did improve that lot.
I'm not concerned about them closing it, though. You know, the park department closing it in bad weather.
Yeah, I forget the what we might have been talking about the north part of that as you go through to kind of Widow Wall Beach.
I remember I mentioned them closing off the other part.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
I would agree. It wasn't well worded, I thought, in the minutes itself. I noticed on my own, I talked a little bit about the barbecue pit area and the fact that you had vendors down there for things like the Kite Festival and stuff, and they may have to be relocated. As it reads, if you were reading this on paper, it doesn't sound actually like what occurred at the meeting itself. I think they tried to transcribe it, and maybe it got a little bit lost in translation.
And I bet that's what it was, because I'm sure it gets very difficult to do that. And plus, we're a long way away from seeing that Rock parking lot improved to the point that it was presented to us. There's a number of stages before we get to that. So, duly noted, Bill, that you did not say that.
Well, doesn't amount to anything anyway, of course.
Okay. Well, maybe so. Anyway, so could we have a motion to accept these minutes?
I will second.
Well, Richard, you had said we wanted a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries, and minutes are accepted. Moving on to the director's report. Now, we can do a group consent for this entire calendar, but sometimes I know I like to go through the director's report. I have a few questions, and since Andrew is here tonight, we can present them to her. But we'll start down with you, Ron, if you have any questions about the director's report.
Well, since I was not here last time, has there been any change with the county and the city on the transit that we've been working on?
Oh, in terms of the efficiencies?
The budget, the budget and everything they were working on?
Not to my knowledge, no changes.
Okay.
Well, I think what are you talking about, Ron? The last meeting you were at, when RTA, they had come and they were talking about presenting in competition with Morro Bay Transit?
Well, I'm also talking about, they were saying that we weren't budgeting correctly, and there was a whole bunch of conflict going on between the two entities.
Because I know at the next meeting, they then rescinded their interest in that, and the issue was dropped. Is that what you're seeing?
Thank you, and I can add a little more to that. Excuse me. That is true. They pulled back their proposal. We have amended our audit. They had asked us to amend our audit to reflect correctly, I think, some fare box issues, and to make sure that we were meeting our 10% of fare box. And then we also have made sure that the county understands that we are certainly open to continue to talk with them about the possibility of, you know, a combined transit system, a better way for transit. We want to keep those doors open, but at this point there will be no further action in terms of what we were dealing with their proposal.
Thank you.
Okay. Bill, Ron, I'm sorry. Did you have anything else to add about the director's report? Bill? Do you have
not
anything?
On that.
Excuse me?
Not on that.
Well, on any item in the director's report?
Well, on the wastewater. On the wastewater thing here. And the project with the current thing and the discussion of the changing it and all that. There was an article in the a Viewpoint piece, a lot of space in the Tribune this morning. It's got a lot of wrong information in it, really. And we ought to have some way of getting correct information out to the public because they need it.
Okay, and I would think, and Andrew, you can probably speak to that, but I would think when is the next joint powers meeting, and that's probably the proper forum to discuss those, correct?
I know. That's what I was just thinking.
No, I'm not disputing that, Bill, because I think you're right on both sides of the equation from wherever, what direction you're coming from, but to clear up those discrepancies or if there's fallacies, but that's probably the only place
That's future agenda.
That the Coastal Commission, we were to go to hearing on Thursday, and that was postponed by the Coastal Commission, and we had went ahead and gone up, and it's been our direction from the existing council and district staff to move this project ahead, so we did make public comment at the Coastal Commission meeting to bring this back to the first available commission meeting, which would be in October. The October meeting, and I'll go backwards a little bit, the September meeting for the Coastal Commission, they're currently working on staff reports, so it's very difficult when an item is postponed for it to be postponed to the next meeting. Also, the Coastal Commission generally meets north and south. And the next meeting, their September meeting, is in Mendocino County, I think in a town called Caspar, which is about 7.5 hours from the city of Morro Bay. So the October meeting is the next available meeting that the item could be heard at, and that meeting is in San Diego. After the San Diego meeting, we have a Orange County meeting, which will be November, and the December meeting is in San Francisco. We at the coastal hearing on Thursday, after the public comment section, a couple of commissioners did indicate that they were anxious in getting this item back, and the executive director at that point indicated that they would work towards October, but that's certainly not set in stone. I will tell you that we've also had sent a correspondence to the executive director about the possibility of, if the meeting is held farther away than Santa Cruz, which is probably the closest meeting that we could have had, and unfortunately that was postponed, would there be a possibility of doing something similar to what they're doing with the State Lands Commission meeting, which was Skyping people in? So on Monday of next week and earlier this week, they had a meeting room at the Inn at Morro Bay and actually connected to the State Lands Committee meeting or commission meeting in Sacramento, and people could provide public comment. So we've provided that suggestion to the Coastal Commission as a possibility, that way giving people in Morro Bay the opportunity to participate without having to travel. We are continuing to meet with Coastal staff about their staff report, and the city made a lengthy response to their staff report, and that's been posted on our website. So I think that's probably the latest and greatest information that we have at this point.
I'm sorry if I could add to that. When do you foresee, when do you think that information will come down, when the meeting will be set, and then how do you foresee publicizing or to the Morro Bay folks that Skype opportunity exists?
That's such a great question. It's hard to say when they set their agenda for October. I think going backwards, it's about three. I think the final agenda comes out about 3 weeks before the date. And the date, I think, is October 10th or 11th. So we're talking the end of September. What we'll do is put the information on our website. Certainly, if the Skype opportunity is available, nobody has, certainly the Coastal Commission has agreed to that at this point. But it's certainly an option that would be helpful, I think, to the entire community. So
no, that's a great idea, especially for if it's a long way away, if San Diego or, heaven forbid, if it's Mendocino County.
Yeah, it won't be in Mendocino. But we will, as soon as we know, we've got a pretty lengthy list of people that have indicated interest, and we've got the Notify Me on the website. So we'll certainly do our best to get out information. The Coastal Commission also has a pretty lengthy list of people that have indicated interest. So We'll stay on top of that, and certainly if anybody has questions, they can contact the city, and we'll let you know what we know in terms of dates.
Okay. That's great, Bill, that you're answering that question. Did you have a question there, Sam?
Yeah, if I could, and it's on the wastewater, Andrea. And I appreciate the fact you, Rob was much more intimately involved in the details of the wastewater plant. But I have a concern to the community. I really do in what I'm hearing, because the city council moved in a direction of upgrading the plant at its present location. And I'm going to say the meter's been running since about 2007 or 8 when they actually started adding to the cost of the sewer fee charges to take care of the expansion of the plant. All of a sudden, I don't want to say it's for political reasons, but I see a lot of 11th hour, let's move the plant, and other things coming out in the newspaper at all, which seems to me that we do have the meter running with the consultants involved and everything else in the design of this project. And I'm just wondering, and I almost feel like the Coastal Commission is being brought in for that purpose, to be the hammer, so to speak, so the city may have to move this to a new location. I almost feel like I'm living in Los Osos at this point. I guess my question to the city, and it would be more to Rob than you, and I was hoping maybe, I don't expect you maybe to answer it tonight, but if you could have Rob get back at the next meeting, is have we looked at a fallback position of maybe stopping the meter, so to speak, as far as where we're going with the consultants at all till this somehow gets hashed out? Because right now,
there's a lot of different arms out there. In terms of if the project as proposed does not go forward, then if not that, then what? But certainly I'll have him address that.
Yeah, I guess the only other question I had real quick was, because of the fact that it is being delayed for whatever reason, be it the Coastal Commission, does the city have any risk from being fined by the Regional Water Quality Control Board as a fact of not moving forward with the project? I don't know what your liability, when I say you, I mean the city's liability is regarding that, but it is out there. It's kind of like the, 500-pound gorilla in the room, is at some point we're going to be getting fined by the Water Quality Control Board, regardless of its, even if it's another entity of the state that is actually, I won't say thwarting it, but definitely not making it move as smoothly as humanly possible.
And at this time, we are, lack of a better term, we have a timeout right now from Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We do have a timeout now, but certainly there may, it will be interesting to see as we go through the process and whatever action happens, what they end up doing.
I appreciate that.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
But I will forward to Rob.
Oh, okay.
And Richard, did you have anything about
no,
the
budget
report? All right, I had a few things, Andrea, and I don't know if see how you are. I know you could probably talk about them and hear about them. But could you give us an update on what's going on with various streets and being worked on in the city? Because I see the thing from about streets and roads, and I know we need to let the public know about the streets sealing that's going to be happening.
Absolutely, and I do have a little bit of an update. I talked to Barry Ranz before I got here today. And we are chip sealing some sections in South Morro Bay tomorrow. It is our understanding that the contractor has successfully posted those streets with door handle hangers, as well as in the streetway. I don't know offhand. I don't have a list of the streets that's happening in.
Well, I know Ridgeway is the really big one because I ran up there today, and they have the signs all the way up up and down towards the golf course.
Good. We have been trying to closely monitor the contractor as well as the four-day noticing period. So I believe that was done. It is also my understanding that they will be starting to slurry seal on next week early, and I don't know the streets in particular on that at this point. I believe they're catching up to where they should be, but we still have some liquidated damages issues hanging out there.
And when you say that, do we have any resolvement with that, knowing what's going to happen with those damages?
I believe that we have sent them a proposal about doing some work on Tide in North Morro Bay, and I don't believe they've gotten back to us at this point.
And has that been agreed upon by either Public Works and City Council, that if that is agreed upon by the contractor, that's what we'll do? I know we had talked about it in the last PWAB meeting, that idea of doing that tide street in North Morro Bay. So is that what we would go with?
Yes, I believe so. And they're doing a kind of a, you probably talked about it at your last meeting, but they're doing kind of a different type of, it's a three cape, I always want to say triple cake layer, but cape ceiling type procedure on that street. And I believe that will be going forward if the company agrees to do that.
And is there a date? Do you know that aren't we going to have some major work done on part of Main Street near Quintana?
That's going to be a Rob Leavitt question.
No problem. All right. I thought that might happen. And where was my other one? I see a note here in the director's report that the lift station 2 on Front Street is nearly done. And so do you have any idea? Is that they're going to take away all the fencing and then we're ready to roll?
They've started doing that already. I'm not sure how far they've gotten. They started doing that, and I believe the next step is to try to re-stripe that parking lot once they're done, because if you've been out there lately, you know that there are not very many stripes out there. So it's moving forward, and I think a lot of that equipment has been taken away.
And I hate to ask you this one because I fear you might say that this is a Rob question. Talking about water rates in the director's report, it says we're going to be talking about an increase with water rates, not necessarily sewer rates, but water rates in the coming future. Have you been talking about that, or do you know anything about when we will be start discussing that?
We've talked about it very superficially, so that's about as close as we're going to get tonight.
I will add that, quite frankly, the water rates here in Morro Bay are one of the most reasonable on the Central Coast. I am actually surprised by that. So I could understand the concern of the city to try and start getting those rates more in line.
Then we look forward, Morro Bay, for the coming. Not only do we talk about wastewater, but we'll be talking about our water rates. Okay, and so that ends my questions about the director's report. Anybody else have any before we close that part?
Nope.
All right, so let's move along. And the third thing under consent calendar was this correspondence, but I've already mentioned it. That's from the Morro Bay Bike Committee.
The sewer is still reasonable. However, there is money going, I know, for this future allocation to help pay for this plan. And it has me concerned. It really does. I moved, I lived in Los Osos back in 1978, and they talked about building a sewer treatment plant back then, and we're ready to assess each of the homeowners $5,000 at that point in time, and here we are, you know, almost 30 years later, or over 30 years, and they're dealing with it on a par of, you know, 10 to 1. And it's when a community starts getting at odds with itself. I don't want to grandstand, I don't want to pander or get on a soapbox, but I do have concerns about that. And that is probably the single most right now what I see going on in this city is the direction, because I think a direction needs to be taken here fairly soon so that you, like I said earlier, you don't have the meter running with all the consultants and everything else in the design process to be thrown out the window. You know, I do this for a living, and I've seen a lot of projects designed never to be built, and that's a sad state. It really is, especially if it could be avoided. And I'm not stating whether it should stay at the existing location or it should move somewhere else. I'm just saying that I think a decision needs to be made, then you move on from there. And I hate to say maybe the Coastal Commission is going to make that decision for you. I'm not sure yet, but you know, that is what I'd like to hear more on and find out more about.
Well, with that in mind, and this is that's a good segue, Stephen, to talk about the next JPA board meeting is, it's actually, what did you say, Andrea? It's the second Thursday of each month. Okay, 13th. So, folks, it would be great to have the wastewater.
I think it's the third Thursday. But
It says the second. Noah, do you know?
Yes, the 13th.
It is the 13th of September.
Okay, for that particular month.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, no, you bring up a very good point, because back when this JPA, I guess, was formed, and they took it formally away from PWEB, because it does fall under the jurisdiction of Public Works Advisory Board. So you have a very good point, but I also want to put out there to the citizens is if you're interested in this, and you should be, and Stephen has some really good points, we need to get as many people there to discuss this and make your viewpoints known. Also, before we move on, I want everybody to know out there in Morro Bay, Fall Cleanup Week will be held September 10th to the 14th. up to 2 cubic yards, the equivalent to 12 32-gallon containers of material can be placed at the curb in addition to your gray waste on your regularly scheduled collection day. Containers or bundles must weigh less than 75 pounds and measure 4 feet or less in length. There is also a special discounted rate of $10 for a collection of bulky items. So I know we have fall cleanup week, and we have one in spring. So if you have stuff laying around your house you want to get rid of, this is a good time to do it. So I just wanted to get that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't at all. I am done. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so with that said, that ends. We have no future agenda items. Noah, you out here, do you have anything that you know is going to be coming in the future to PWEB?
We had a pretty good list of items before, didn't we? But I don't know what, I don't have them written down in front of me here, but it seems like we went through quite a few of them not too long ago.
Well, we do have a number of things that the city does bring to us that they need to bring to PWEB. But I was thinking more specifically, like Richard at one point had brought his concern of South Bay Boulevard and the intersection of Quintana and South Bay Boulevard. I was thinking more along the lines of concerns that we have as citizens in town that you wanted to bring that fall under the jurisdiction of Public Works. Noah?
Yeah, I will make one comment regarding the e-notify me, which is the online request for any citizen in Morro Bay who has a request or IDs a need for infrastructure work, whether it's a pothole, a tree that needs to be trimmed, etc. Online at the city's homepage on the left-hand side is a link that says citizen e-request. And basically, that will lead you to a form that you can fill out, and that goes directly to our maintenance department. So they can formally receive that and put it into their maintenance records and then address it. What's nice is there's still improvements to be made on that form, and in talking to Mr. Lavick, the public services director, the idea is right now you send that request in, you fill out the form and submit it, you don't get a response. So it's kind of it's a one-way communication. And the plan, hopefully as soon as possible, is to update that so when you send it in, you will get an update back saying, thank you for your request. We've received it. And here is a tentative timeline. So
the problem last time, you're going to have to go put something in there and make sure that your numbers go in there flawlessly like you'd wanted. Hopefully they do, right? We'll cross your fingers.
Right. That's what I was – I'll go in and check because the phone number, if you didn't put it in exactly the way they want it, yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It won't submit the form. And I was wondering if that was corrected. It something to do with brackets or no brackets and no dashes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I just filled out a form for someone that didn't have the internet access. And it is odd there, and I've unfortunately I was going to bring that up to Mr. Lavick, but he's gone through the recent situation, so he's out of the office. But that's something that's still confusing and could be a turnoff when someone gets there. And as far as I recall, I think you put your phone number in as one number without the brackets.
No brackets or dashes or anything.
Yes, you just put it in like it's a Social Security number without the dashes. Or,
yeah. And that's
which isn't really, it's hard to understand that that's what you need to do.
It's not saying it clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's got a drawing, but it doesn't make itself
clear. Yeah.
And I put it in
I did exactly what you did.
Yeah, so I did it 5 times before I finally got it to work, and I was ready to throw my computer out the door.
Yeah, and that's obviously a very simple thing that we should correct immediately, and going forward, they're streamlining the technology for the response mechanism so you don't submit and then just receive nothing in return and are left to wonder, well, did that work? Did that not? I wonder what's going to happen and when.
All right. So well, that just lets you folks know out in Morro Bay, have patience and enter your numbers correctly on the e-request. It's a very good thing. I've done it, and Ron's done it, but be careful with your phone numbers because it can drive you crazy. And if you don't, and make it a straight line. And if you don't do it correctly, you will have more gray hair than you do at that moment. So With that said, nobody has any suggestions for future agenda items. The next PWAB meeting is October 18th at 6 p.m. And with that, we adjourn our meeting. And thank you very much. We'll see you in 2 months.
Thank you. Yeah.